Perceptron, 1957. Today, artificial neural networks, ANNs, are used in countless applications, including pattern recognition, for example, face recognition, time series prediction, for example, predicting whether a stock price will rise, signal processing, for example, filtering out noise, and more. The basics of neural networks were discussed earlier, and one historically important step on the ladder to fully functional ANNs were perceptrons, developed in 1957 by psychologist Frank Rosenblatt, 1928 through 1971. In 1958, based partly on Rosenblatt's enthusiasm, the New York Times proclaimed that the perceptron was the embryo of an electronic computer that the Navy expects will be able to walk, talk, see, write, reproduce itself, and be conscious of its existence. The perceptron originally had three levels of connected neurons, that is, simple computational units. The first level was a 20 by 20 array of photocells corresponding to the retina of an eye. The second level contained connector cells that received input from the photocells, the initial connections of which were random. The third level consisted of output cells that labeled the object placed in front of the machine, for example, triangle. If the perceptron guessed correctly or incorrectly, researchers might strengthen or weaken the electrical connections between the cells that led to the label. The first version was implemented in software on an IBM 704 computer. A second version, the Mark I perceptron, was implemented in special hardware and was a trainable machine that could learn to classify certain patterns by modifying the strength of connections between the neurons. Mathematical weights were actually encoded in potentiometers, and changes in weights during the learning process were performed by electric motors. It was hoped that the device could perform a wide range of pattern recognition tasks. But, alas, the hype and hope exceeded the limitations of such a simple model. In fact, the 1969 book Perceptrons by MIT's Marvin Minsky, 1927 through 2016, and Seymour Papert, 1928 through 2016, explicitly demonstrated the limitations of simple perceptrons and dampened interest in this nascent field of machine learning. Later on, however, it became much clearer that configurations of neurons with more layers could have a measurable value and applications. See also Artificial Neural Networks, 1943, Machine Learning, 1959, Deep Learning, 1965.